Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. When I first decided to start a newsletter, there was really only one thing I kept going back and forth on. Should I build it myself or just go with Substack? Substack is convenient. It has its own recommendation network, and it makes finding your first readers a lot easier. But if you start charging, it takes 10%. And over time, your reader engagement ends up living inside their system. The thing I cared about most was keeping my subscriber list in my own hands, so I ruled it out. But rolling out Substack doesn't mean building everything from scratch. The hardest part of a fully self-hosted setup isn't writing the code to send emails. It's making sure those emails actually land in the inbox. Domain authentication, bounce handling, spam complaints, all of that takes real work. So I went with what I'd call a semi-self-hosted approach. I manage the list and the sending logic myself, and I hand off the actual delivery to an external service. Think of it like keeping your own customer ledger, but letting a courier handle the last mile. I looked at four services. The most interesting twist came with Cloudflare email service. It's native to the whole Cloudflare ecosystem, so it was my first instinct. But when I actually read the official documentation, I found that at this stage it only supports transactional notifications, not newsletters, so it was the first one off the list. In the end, it came down to Resend and AWS SES, and I chose Resend because I'd rather spend that time writing. Once the system was up, I wanted to know whether anyone was actually opening the emails, so I wired up Open Tracking myself. Because it's freshly connected, the open rate currently reads as no data yet, which is honest, rather than a misleading zero. For me, that's the most practical benefit of this semi-self-hosted approach. I didn't have to build everything at once, and if I want to go further down the road, I still have room to move.